Yeah, thank you for that. Now, I'd asked the pastor if I could make this announcement, and he agreed. About 3 years ago in the COVID period, I wrote a wee devotional called Still Walking, and that was a wee daily thought for the 365 days of the year. And again, I pulled together another one for this year, and we're calling it Still Following. I'm very innovative in my head and something. Still walking, and now we're still following, so we're going well. But anyway, this is a leap year coming up, by the way, 366 days, an extra wee thought in there, 306 days, a wee thought for each day of the year. And we always say we don't substitute this for reading God's Word, but there may be a little thought in that may be helpful for you. I have some in there for you, and there's a list. There is a price on it, and you look at that out there. By the way, some of my esteemed colleagues here in the church said, Donald, is this part of your pension scheme, these wee devotionals, you know? You know, they're lovely to work among, you know, and really, 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 really encouraging people, you know. So, but just to make it clear, when any of the costs are covered, we do give any extras to the Lord's work in some form or other, and that is a blessing in itself. So do use that. Two wee things, I have to say. I was at a funeral last week. This is a morbid subject, but in of spice, and the guy, the minister, says, by the way, they said, when this lady was going to glory, they're reading from Donald Coulter's Still Walking book. I nearly fainted. I thought, I was not aware of this at all. But you know, we verse of scripture that David, as he served this generation by the will of God, he fell asleep. And the family was reading, that was very humbling, as that lady was going to glory. And he said, well, she just fell asleep and went to glory. And that really touched my heart. Touched my heart. I was sharing that at a meeting later on, and it was a person in public life. A funeral has been held, and the pastor says, I was looking at a verse of scripture done for that, for this funeral. And he says, that's spot on, that this person served the Lord by the will of God, and then fell asleep. And that was very, very humbling. So it's just amazing how God can use wee things like that. So maybe even make a Christmas present for someone, but that's the add over, trust me. But if you feel you can use that, there's someone in the foyer, see me, and I haven't said to Lorraine, but see Lorraine, and she's probably hiding wherever she is now, but anyway, that's okay. The idea is that just someone will be blessed by just a wee thought for the day from that. Anyhow, we'll turn to God's Word today, and we're going to turn to someone who did follow the Lord. Someone who followed the Lord wholly. That's quite a statement. To follow the Lord and to follow Him fully. To follow Him wholly. And we're going to turn to the book of Joshua in chapter 14. And we're going to start reading at the verse 6. That is Joshua, chapter 14. And we'll commence to read at verse 6. Joshua 14 and verse 6. Then the children of Israel came unto Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Zephaniah, the Kenizzite, said unto him, Thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and thee in Kadesh Barnea. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to espy out the land, and I brought him word again as it was in mine heart. Nevertheless, and that's a sad nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. And Moses swore on that day, saying, Surely the land whereon my feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance, and thy children's forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord my God. And now, behold, the Lord hath kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, even since the Lord spake his word unto Moses, where the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, lo, I am this day 85 years old. As yet, I am as strong this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is my strength now, for war both to go out and to come in. Now therefore, give me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day, for thou heardest in the day how the Anakims were there, and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him, and gave unto Caleb the son of Jephunneh Hebron for an inheritance. Hebron therefore became the inheritance of Caleb the son of Zephunneh the Kenizzite unto this day, because that he wholly followed the Lord God of Israel. And the name of Hebron before was Kirjatharba, which Arba was a great man among the Anakims, and the land had rest from war. Now we'll end the reading there, and we'll have a wee word of prayer. Loving Father, we're now coming round your word, and we need, Lord, help from heaven. And we do pray that we'll know that anointing of God, the Holy Spirit. And grant, Lord, the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. And I pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, following the Lord is a wonderful thing, isn't it? In fact, when the Lord saves us, that's what he calls us to do, to follow him. I meant to check out, as many times it was recorded in Scripture, that when you're saved, you become a disciple, you become a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said to the disciples, follow me. And emphasize the me. Come, follow me, and I will make you to become fishers of men. In fact, he said we were to take up our cross daily and follow him, follow the Lord. And just as I was thinking of this man here, is recorded when he was 40, and then it records him 45 years later, still following the Lord, still in contact with the Lord. Just there on the 9th of October, the Lord had me see of 45 years. And I can look back to the time when the Lord saved me and brought me out of the world, but it was still, you know, the temptation to go into the world. Perhaps there's someone or a young person or an older person, and you're suffering from that today. And went to a wee meeting in Enniskillen. I didn't belong to Independent Methodist Church with the wee watch night service. You know, the last day of December and into the new year. And into that service. A lot of my friends were in the discos, and seeing the new year in a totally different year. And the devil was tempting me to go there. But into that meeting, and the local oil man that attended that church, Tommy Scott, had a big oil business. Most people bought their oil at Tommy Scott. Give out a little chorus. And I have never forgot it. I still sing it. I still think about it. And I made a great decision that night. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. The cross before me. The world behind me. No turning back. No turning back. And for a young fella, the next verse really spoke to me. Should no one join me, still I will follow. Should no one join me, still I will follow. No turning back. No turning back. And that would summarize the life of Caleb. There came the point in his life where he made a solid decision. I don't care what others are going to do. I have started out with Jesus, and I'm going through. And that could even be for someone in the meeting today. I don't know. Because we live in even a more difficult time, perhaps, than Caleb. Live in a more difficult time, perhaps, even when I was a young lad. And there's a lot to allure you. And if we go into this story, we'll find out that Caleb, there was just two. There was 12 spies went out to spy the land. Even the Lord had promised them the land. Even the Lord said it was their land. He had promised it 500 years earlier to Abram. And he had promised the land to Jacob, but he had promised the land to Isaac. And they were going to spy out the land. And yet these guys went into this land, they seen giants, and they seen this, and they seen that, and they seen the other thing. Even though the promise of God. But Caleb, out of the 12, him and Joshua said, we believe God, but the other 10 brought a bad report that kept them 40 years 40 years wandering in the wilderness. But that did not deter Caleb, because he had made this tremendous decision to follow the Lord. That's a wonderful decision. A wonderful decision. I want to think about, you know, some of the things from Caleb's life that might help us to wholly follow the Lord. I would not get up on this platform and say for the last 45 years, I never in that sense backslid, that I wholly followed the Lord. That I fully followed the Lord. But we can learn things from Caleb and the life of Caleb that will help us to see how we would follow the Lord. Actually, when studying this up and reading different ones, it said really Caleb's life story is recorded in about 30 verses. Now, you study David, there's chapters and books. There's not a big, big portion of Scripture allocated actually to this guy, Caleb. But in 6 of those verses, and this is very important, Moses said it, Caleb said it himself, Joshua said about him, the Lord himself said about him, that he wholly followed the Lord 6 times. And so when you start studying someone like Caleb, and the punchline for what his life story is that he wholly followed the Lord. And what type of things did he do? Well, there are a number I could suggest, but we'll look at a few of them just to help us today in our walk with God. What kind of things did Caleb do that we could take away from the meeting and say, well, we'll do the same, because we want to wholly follow the Lord. And I think there's nobody really in their Christian walk, but we want to say we're all in. We're all in. And we're going to follow the Lord. Well, in no particular order, he was courageous. He was courageous in following the Lord. He has a man of courage. Actually, you see, whenever the Lord told the children of Israel to go up and to spy out the land, and these 12 guys were selected, and at that time he was a leader, there was one from each of the tribes of Israel that was selected to go into the land to spy it out, to see where it was before they went in and possessed it. And Caleb was among them. And this was the instruction that were given in Numbers 13:20. And what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether it be wood therein or not, and that you be of good courage. And that you be of good courage. It takes courage. And I know a lot of the children are going out of the meeting, and young people, it takes courage to stand up for the Lord. And the majority is not always right. Tam said, you know, it's a good land. They went into the land. Saw the land flowing with milk and honey. They got the grapes. That's called there. And they seen all of that. But the guys got themselves, 10 of them got their eyes of the Lord, and they saw the giants. And yet, Caleb, he only saw the Lord. Some of them saw the giants. But Caleb said, listen, I was told to go up there and to be of good courage, and I'm going to have courage, and I'm going to go through it. God promised it. Well, I'm going to believe it. The wee chorus of it written down here, and you know it, 12 men went up to spy out Canaan, 10 were bad, 2 were good. What do you think they saw in Canaan? 10 were bad, 2 were good. Some saw giants big and tall. Some saw grapes and clusters fall. Some saw God was in it all. 10 were bad. And 2 were good. And if you live in the world today, you see, there's very few standing up for the Christian. I think of the young people at school, university, workplace, general society, and they tell you all wrong. All wrong. And do you believe the word of God? Do you believe the promises of God? Or do you see all the giants as we face in society? All the dangers? All the philosophies? All that's laid out before us? The giants? Or do you see God? You can't do anything better than just keep your eyes focused on Jesus. Because if you get your eyes of the Lord, you'll see the giants. And there are many of them. But here was a man who said, I don't care what the other 10 spies are saying. I don't care what the general trend is. I don't care what the popular thinking is. God said it, and I trust Him. I believe Him. He's more able than the giants. And if God said He's going to give us the promised land, we'll get it. We're not in the promised land yet. God has promised us heaven. And can I assure you again in God's house today that when the Lord says, I give you unto you eternal life and you shall never perish, that you can believe it. And if He says you stick by me, I'll land you one day in heaven, sure, He'll do it. And Joshua, he believed God. He didn't care what the others said. He didn't care what the other 10 said. And by the way, you look it up, Caleb and Joshua were only 2 out of 603,550 men that made it. All over 20 years of age. We're not going to get into the promised land. But can I tell you, they went against the majority. And if you were to go into some countries and you look at statistics, there mightn't be 1% of the population are saved. They're going against the stream. And can I tell you today, in Northern Ireland, if you really look round to those that are saved, you know the only way to heaven is in Christ and Christ alone. That you must be born again of the Spirit and washed in His precious blood if you're ever going to be in heaven. That you're going to have to repent of your sin, admit you're a sinner, and put your faith and trust in Christ alone to be in heaven. They say, well, you know, some other day. Well, you see, it all ends up in the same place it doesn't. God said. And it takes courage in these days to stand up for Jesus. It takes courage to go through with God. But Caleb, he was courageous. And he went through with God. And now he's 45 years later and in the promised land. He still believes in God. And someone has said Caleb had to overcome the giants. And these guys, the other 10 spies, said, you know, we're like grasshoppers. We're just like insects compared to the giants. And someone said that Caleb overcome the giants. He overcome the grasshoppers. And by 85, he's a bit like me, grey hair. He overcome grey hair. He wouldn't want to let that worry him either. And it doesn't matter what stage of life we're at. We need to go through with God. You see, some people think, well, you've made it, you're old now, you'll make it. Old folk have the same problems as young folk. And the devil's just as real. And he'll come to tell you, is it really right? We need to stick to God and the things of God. Just this morning, reflecting on it again, I thought of William Cooper's old hymn. God moves in mysterious ways, His wonders to perform. He plants His footsteps in the sea and rides upon the storm. And actually, Caleb believed that, but he said this. I was trying to get, ye fearful saints, perhaps there's someone like that in the meeting today. Ye fearful saints, fresh courage take. The clouds ye so much dread are big with mercy and shall break in blessings on your head. There's no problem that God can't see you through. And maybe there's someone who needs to take that fresh courage. I believe we're going to wholly follow the Lord. Even in these days, can I suggest that we're going to have to wholly follow the Lord. There's another wee thing that He did as well. Not only was He a man of courage, He was a man who communicated with God. Because if you read all through His story, you'll see this here. God said. He says the Lord said. You see? And if we're going to have holy followers of the Lord, we need to have this communication. If you look at Joshua 14 and 6 in our reading that we've done, this is what He said in Joshua 14. Thou knowest the thing the Lord said. The thing the Lord said. We don't want to listen to anything but what God says. We need to be in communication with the Lord. How are you going to communicate with the Lord? God's Word and prayer. That's how you communicate. We communicate with God when we pray. And God communicates with us primarily when we come to His Word and He speaks to us through His Word. There's nothing like it. And you know something? He was a man who communicated with God. And he wholly followed the Lord because he believed the Lord. And he was in communication with the Lord. And he believed what God said. He knew the promises God had made to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob concerning inheriting the land. He knew it. And most likely those in Monkstown Baptist today, you know the scriptures, you know the stories, you know the promises of God. Stick to them. Be in communication. Believe the promises of God. You see, the wee hymn writer said, God said it, and I believe it. That's what somebody wholly follows the Lord. They communicate with Him, and if God says it, God said it, and I believe it, and that settles it for me. God said it, and I believe it. And that settles for me. Though some may doubt that His Word is true, I've chosen to believe it. Now how about you? And that was Caleb's attitude. He was in communication with God. And he said, listen, if God said it, I believe it. And that settles it. And someone who wholly follows the Lord, we need to be courageous and strong in the Lord. And we need to be in communication with Him. And can I suggest it's just not on a Sunday morning. We need to be in communication all week through. The wee quiet time. Just take a wee time to read God's Word. What do you say in the day, Lord? What are you to me to obey the day, Lord? It's just not a Sunday morning Christian job. It is good, by the way, to come to God's house. In fact, it's vital to come to God's house on the Lord's day and to come round His Word. And it's just as great to come on a Tuesday evening to a Bible study and hear what God's saying. But you need to be in a contact with God on a daily basis. On a daily basis. And no matter how busy the day is, can I suggest you, you can't do a more important thing than communicate with God. Communicate with God. Because I'll tell you, someone who wholly follows the Lord is courageous. Someone who wholly follows the Lord, they're in communication with God. And then someone who wholly follows the Lord is committed. They're committed. This was the thing you see, you need to see. Why did the Lord say six times that He wholly followed me? Or He fully followed me. He was saying, here, if you want to really follow me, you have to be 100% in. It's not in and out. Holy meant that every inch, every ounce, every nerve, every fibre belongs to the Lord. Now, that's a big statement. That you can truly say, now I belong to Jesus. And Jesus belongs to me, not for the years of time alone, but for all eternity. That's the kind of commitment. And he said, I belong to the Lord. Can I just remind you today that those that are saved are bought with a price. We are not our own. We belong to God. It's wonderful to belong to Him. Because I tell you, when you belong to Him, He'll look after you. Because He's not only a Savior, He's a Shepherd. He's a friend. And Caleb got it. Caleb said, I'm all in. The Bible records six times that he wholly or fully followed the Lord. He was committed. He was all in. He was, what you'd say, he was 100%. And that wasn't just, you know, 100% now and then. He was consistent. We'll come to that. Because someone who wholly follows the Lord is consistent, but he was committed. Maybe a wee bit myself, but you know, that is a problem in today's generation. Commitment, isn't it? Really? Committed. People who are fully committed. People who are all in. People who every inch, as I've said, every ounce, every nerve, every fibre belongs to the Lord. There's a man, Henry Varley, and some of the younger ones won't have heard of D.L. Moody, but he was an evangelist in the 1800s, maybe early 19. And he was just a shoe salesman, But the Lord saved him. and called him. And he heard this man, Henry Varley, say, "The world is yet to see what God can do and through and with and for a man wholly committed to him." And D.L. Moody, as a young man, said, "By God's grace, I'll be that man." And we don't know the numbers, for the Lord keeps the records, but his record is it's recorded that probably he won over 1 million souls to Christ. And perhaps there's someone in the meeting today, in whatever aspect of your Christian life, and you're going to say, "I'm fully in, I'm going to be that person. I'm going to go through with God my vows to pay my all upon the altar lay." The Holy Ghost will do the rest and give to you God's very best. Committed. And so I think, you know, someone who really, learning from the life of Caleb, how we might really wholly follow the Lord, we need to be courageous. We need to be in communication with God. We need to be committed. We need to be all in. By the way, these are challenging to me. And we need to have that full confidence in the Lord. Confidence. There's not many you can be confident in today. But you can always be confident in the Lord. And again, if you go into the reading we read in your hearing, you'll see that coming out, verse 9, and Moses went that day saying, "Surely the land where my feet have trodden shall be thine inheritance." That was 45 years earlier. And he had the confidence that God would do it. Confidence. We need to have the confidence. Not a man-made confidence, but a confidence in a God who can do anything but fail. That's the God we serve. Confidence. And he was confident, and if you went through it, and we haven't time to go into it, he counted on the presence of the Lord. He wasn't doing it in his own strength. He counted on the power of the Lord. He knew the Lord was able to do it. He counted on the promises of God. His confidence, he has total confidence on God. Thou hast wholly followed the Lord. He said, "The Lord hath kept me alive." And that's a good part today. I know a boy like me, I know, is standing upright to know the Lord has kept me alive. Isn't that wonderful? Through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. But he had that confidence that God kept him, and God was in his confidence was in the Lord, and he counted on him. There's not many people you can count on the day. But you see, somebody who wholly follows the Lord, they count on the Lord. You know, a wee chorus coming to my head about counting on the Lord. He has never failed me yet. He has never failed me yet. This one thing I know. As I onward go, Jesus' love has never failed me yet. Thank God we can have confidence in a God who can do anything but fail. And he was consistent. Consistent. He says, "I have wholly," let's read it, "followed the Lord, and lo, I am this day 85 years old." He had followed the Lord for those past 45 years. He was consistent through all the trials in the wilderness, through all the ups and downs. When the children of Israel rebelled, he still was consistent. He followed the Lord. Consistent. And down here I've written, Caleb followed the Lord through those 45 years. Because the Bible recorded, he followed him fully. And he followed him faithfully. And he followed him fearlessly. He had consistent in his following with the Lord. And again, that challenges me. And because of that, I like what Alan Redpath, just on that consistent walk, or that consistent following. Alan Redpath said this: he had a faith that never wavered. He had a strength that never weakened. He says, you see, I'm 85 and as strong now as I was then. He had a blessing that he never wasted. He still was holding on to the promise of God, and as we'll see, he conquered. Somebody who only follows the Lord ultimately conquers. And I can tell you, we're more than conquerors to him that loved us. I need a love that never waned. That's someone who's consistent. He went through with God. And because of that, because he wholly followed the Lord, and some of his attributes was that he was courageous, he was a courageous man, he communicated with the Lord, he was had his confidence in the Lord, he was consistent, he conquered. 45 years earlier, they said, you can't go and you see Anakim and his three sons, they're giants. You can't take them out. Well, what did he do? Well, you can read the story. They're in here and they're giving me this mountain. But 85 years, we're off the Lord speaking that day. For thou heardest in that day how the Anakims were there and that the cities were great and fenced. If so be that the Lord be with me. That's why you always depend on the Lord's presence. Then I will be able. If the Lord's with me in the power of the Holy Ghost, I can do it, he says. Because he had a different spirit. Different spirit. See, if you're saved, you have a different spirit. You have the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. You have the power of God in your life. You can't do it on your own. You can't do it in the flesh. You have to have God. He said, then I shall be able. Then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said, and he did. The giants. He drove them out. Possessed the land. And hired in the land. He is more than a conqueror. Wrote down a wee hymn for the conquering Savior shall break every chain. And give us the victory again and again. For the conquering Savior shall break every chain and give us the victory again and again. And we can have that victory in our lives, that blood-bought victory. His confidence in God enabled him to conquer the Anakites. He put them out. The Anakites were no mean opposition, but Caleb in his old age drove them out. He conquered. And just finally, and I didn't reason your hearing, but actually someone who wholly follows the Lord, not only courageous, communicate, and committed, confident in God, consistent, and conquer. They're channels of blessing. Someone who wholly follows the Lord, they're a channel of blessing. And then you'll find out, if you read on the story of Caleb, that he wanted to take Hebron. And he says, the boy that takes it, I'll give him my daughter to be a wife. And Othniel took it. And Othniel became the first judge of Israel. And not only the daughter says, you see, you got that little land for me, Lord, but I want water because it's a wilderness. And he gave them two springs, the southern and the northern. It was a channel of blessing. And those who follow the Lord will be a channel of blessing. It was a channel of blessing to us in the next generation. It was a channel of blessing to Othniel. As he saw that this man, Caleb, and looked at the old father-in-law, he saw something different about him. He saw a man who was courageous. He saw a man who was communicated with his God. He saw a man who was committed. He was confident, consistent. And you know what he said? I need some of that, Lord. And Othniel and his the daughter, Aksa, he was the first judge of Israel. God wants us wholly to follow the Lord. Perhaps we can say with the hymn, in our life as we wholly follow the Lord, make me a channel of blessing today. Make me a channel of blessing, I pray. My life possessing, my service blessing. Make me a channel of blessing today. Can I suggest that if we want to do that, we need to be wholly following the Lord.